the top military officer in Iraq is being replaced. Pentagon officials confirmed that Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez will turn over his command over the summer, but officials insist the move is not related to the prison scandal at Abu Ghraib. General Sanchez has been criticized for his handling of that scandal and for apparent breakdowns in command that may have contributed to the abuses. NPR correspondent Michelle Kellerman has been covering this story. And Michelle, the basics here first, please. I understand that Lieutenant General Sanchez is in overall command in Iraq, but what ties him directly to the prison scandal, if anything?
Well, when he appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee recently, he took full responsibility because it happened under his command. Yet he said he wasn't aware of the abuses till January. There's still a lot of questions, of course, about the timing of this. The Taguba report about these abuses criticized an order that General Sanchez had issued last November, essentially putting a military intelligence unit in charge of the prison. And the military police guard say that the intelligence officers were telling them to soften up the prisoners for interrogation. So in this way, Sanchez may have contributed to the muddled chain of command at the prison. Also, there was an issue about last October. There was a policy that allowed for more coercive methods of interrogation. Pentagon officials say that in order to use these tougher techniques, guards needed written approval from Sanchez, and that Sanchez never gave any. Nevertheless, earlier this month, Sanchez did revise the policy, and he prohibited all coercive techniques in Iraq.
And this all has to do with the policies that, according to some people, may have led to the abuses. There have been allegations, I know, that Sanchez knew what was going on in the prison, but he's denied that, correct?
He has denied that.
Now, what is the Pentagon saying about Sanchez being moved to a different position?
Well, I mean, publicly they say if we had something to announce, we would. We're not going to speculate. That would be irresponsible. But privately, they talk about that this would be a normal rotation, that it's not related to Abu Ghraib. And they point out that there's been a lot of talk over the past few months that a four-star commander, a four-star general, should lead multinational forces in Iraq. Remember, the U.S. is preparing this to hand power to some sort of interim government June 30th. The Bush administration is hoping to make it look like a clear change. You're going to have, on the civilian side, Administrator Paul Bremer replaced by John Negroponte. So the idea would be to have a new higher-up general take charge of the military.
Is Sanchez being fired, retired, or is there another job for him?
It's really not clear yet. He had been expected to be promoted after all of this, but now that's going to require a congressional hearing, and obviously the Abu Ghraib scandal is sure to follow him there. A lot of the senators were very critical of him because even in January, when he initiated the investigation into Abu Ghraib, he didn't bring it to the attention of senators, to members of Congress, and to higher-ups.
Michelle, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.